This is the Exxon Broadcast Network, broadcasting worldwide on broadcast affiliates and satellite program providers, including CNN Broadcast Network, Sirius Satellite Network, Star Media, Good News Radio Network, Angel Broadcast Network, Wiki Broadcast Network, and WPBN-TV. For more information on the X-Zone Broadcast Network, visit us at www.xzbn.net.
All Hit Radio!
Welcome to the X-Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
And welcome back to the X-Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell, and yes, we're still coming to you from our broadcast center in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. And you know, I get emails from people saying, Rob, why do you keep on saying at the beginning of every segment, you know, we're coming to you from our broadcast center in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, and you let everybody know we're listening? Well, here's the reason why. Because there are certain stations that only take certain segments that we do, because of their time restraints, whereas with the networks, they take the entire show and it's repeated on the next network the following 4 hours and so on. So that's why I do it. I don't have a memory problem, and I know you don't, but this is why we do it. Welcome back. This is the X-Zone. As I said, our website is www.xzoneradiotv.com. And I am proud to say we are in our 23rd year of broadcasting here in the X-Zone, and we're coming to you around the world on the X-Zone Broadcast Network and our fine family of broadcast affiliates and other satellite network providers worldwide. Now, X-Zone Nation, my guest this hour is a gentleman I've had the pleasure of talking to before we went on air, and we're going to be talking about a worldwide prayer project, which is basically 3 minutes, three times a day to change the world, or three by three. All right, I'm going to give this a shot, guys. Paramahasana Jagadish, how did I do?
You did very well.
All right, thank you. It's my special guest this hour, and we're talking about changing the world. And it's always great to have somebody on the show who wants to teach us, or who wants to say, you know, we can make a difference. Because in today's society, you know, no matter where you go on the media, it's doom and gloom. So I welcome you to the X-Zone, and I welcome the opportunity of helping to be part of changing this world.
Yes, thank you. It's very true.
How did you get involved, or how did you start this wonderful quest that you're on to make a positive difference in this world of ours?
Well, originally I had a spiritual experience, a very dramatic one, when I was 4 years old, and that guided me. That's all I wanted to do, is get back to that liberated state of awareness. And so I dived into the study of the mystical traditions and the practice of them. So I've been doing that all my life.
Why are some religions or philosophies more mystical than others? And is it easier for some people? Pardon?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
No, and I was wondering if the mysticism is part of the religion, or the mystery that draws people into that religion or philosophy.
Yeah, in a way, it's both of those things. I consider it to be the experiential side of any religion. So it's the side where you experience God, where you become face-to-face with God eventually. So that's what I hold, and also it's the part that draws people, because we want to love God, or whatever it is that we consider to be God. We want to interact with that divine energy. We want to be a part of it directly, and experience the brilliance of it. But the I think what motivates people also is that most of us are suffering in some way or another. Even if we're generally happy, mm-hmm. we're still suffering. And when you become liberated and realize your own true essence as the like the drop of the ocean of God, if you will, then you alleviate a good 97% of your own personal suffering is gone forever.
Now that's impressive.
It is, and it's a very worthwhile goal, and that's why people who understand that mm-hmm. will devote themselves to it as much as they can within their life. You know.
All right, stand by. You and I have to take a 2-minute commercial break. We'll be back shortly. XO Nation, the website is www.prayer-project.com. That's www.prayer-project.com. And you can also check out another website, www.stewardshipofthesoul.com. That's www.stewardshipofthesoul.com. And I'll be back on the other side of this commercial break in 2 minutes as we continue this hour talking to our very special guest about the Prayer Project. 3 minutes, three times a day to change the world. My name is Rob McConnell. This is The X-Zone, a place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. It's a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. And we come to you Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. Eastern until 2 a.m. Eastern on the Talkstar Radio Network, The X-Zone Broadcast Network, and our affiliates worldwide. I'll be back on the other side of this 2-minute commercial break. Don't go away. Modern Esoteric, Beyond Our Senses by Brad Olson, consummates the lifeology story about where humanity originates. It is the lost continents, the primitive wisdom, the mythos of creation, and the rethinking of ancient history as we are taught in academia. There is much more to the story than what we have been told. As this is the first book in the Esoteric series, Modern Esoteric starts at the beginning of time and accelerates up to this modern age. Future Esoteric is book 2 in the series and takes a forward-looking position ahead of today with an open and honest examination of the ET issue and various unexplained phenomena. To discover the writings of author Brad Olson, visit www.bradolson.com. That's www.bradolson.com. Named one of the world's greatest psychics, Elizabeth Joyce is now giving readings worldwide via Skype. Elizabeth Joyce is recognized for her clairvoyant ability to help find missing persons, her analysis of dreams, past life regression work, mediumship, and her accurate predictions. Elizabeth has been a frequent guest on the X-Zone radio show with yours truly, Rob McConnell, now for several years. For an appointment with Elizabeth Joyce, call 201-934-8986 or Skype at elizabeth.joyce. And for more information, you can always visit Elizabeth Joyce online at www.new-visions.com.
Have a disease that you would like to alleviate through a natural means? Have you been contacted by angels, ghosts, or even extraterrestrials and want to validate these experiences? Or would you simply like to speak with someone who can help you find your life's purpose? I'm Dr. Joseph Mara, and I'm offering my services free of charge for first-time clients contacting me during the month of April. These free consultations include angel card readings, guided meditations, life coaching, and energy healing. If you have always wanted to explore these types of experiences but were skeptical or simply could not afford them, then take advantage of this free special offer. Contact me through my website, aguidinglight, spelled LITE.com, to schedule your consultation today. Until then, I offer you love, light, and laughter.
Explanation. My guest this hour is Paramahansa Jagadish, and we're talking about prayer project. It's great having you with us, my friend. Thank you very much for taking time out of your very busy day to come and join us and to help spread the word about prayer project. Tell me more about it.
Well, the idea is that as wonderful as it is to pray on our own and commune with God that way, the more people that come together create a great focus, and if we get galvanized, maybe a few hundred thousand people, maybe 1 or 2 million people, to be praying with that great love and compassion, we can positively affect the leaders, whether it's political, financial, spiritual leaders, all kinds of leaders all over the world.
Now, you are a globally renowned master healer, teacher, and spiritual leader. You've had the opportunity of meeting people in every walk of life from every corner of this beautiful world of ours. And I have to ask you this question. Why is it that some people walk on this planet with a visor of bias, and there's people like yourself who realize that we're all the same? And that together we can make a difference. Why aren't you in politics, for goodness sake? We need a strong person like you in politics.
There is someone, I think Marianne Williamson is going to start going into politics now. And maybe there are a few people, but me myself, it's I just didn't go that route, so...
You know, like the politicians of today, for some reason, remember the old 60s, you know, the days of the hippies, make love, not war. Well, you know, they had the right idea. They really did. And the hippies made so many changes. And any violence that was created was not created by the hippies, but it was created by the establishment.
Yes.
You know, so I think that what we truly need, and please correct me if I'm wrong, in this world of ours is more love, more understanding, and more respect of each other,
exactly.
Each other's beliefs, each other's philosophies, each other's, whether it's a religious belief or philosophical belief, we need to respect.
Yes, I agree with you completely. I agree. And that's why we want to cultivate those qualities.
Mm-hmm.
We really want to cultivate virtues in our lives and become better and better people.
In your opinion, is it ever too late?
No, it's never too late. Never too late. Yeah, you know, we don't know how much one can attain. And remember some of the Eastern traditions, but as well as the mystical traditions of the West, understand that there's a place where one can go beyond personal suffering and live a life of such clarity and happiness and joy that love naturally comes from them to everybody. One is no longer bothered by the ups and downs of their own emotions or the ups and downs of life as we know it. One becomes free from all of that.
Let me ask you, my friend, how has prayer influenced your life?
I know, because I teach this as well, I have to come from my own experience before I teach, is that when I pray for the benefit of others, I get benefited as a side effect. But when I pray, I get to commune with God. And when I commune with God, I automatically imbibe those virtues, the transcendental virtues of God, or whatever you want to refer to as God. I don't want to alienate anyone by that word. So when we do that, it transforms our body more and more into a high energy, spiritual, refined substance. And when we transmute our body this way, through prayer and meditation and whatever other thing that you do spiritually, like spiritual study,
right,
then we become luminaries. We become the great luminaries of our generation.
Why are there so many different religions or religious philosophies around the world? Why can't there just be one?
I don't know.
Wouldn't that make it so simple?
It might or it might not. It might take out the variety. You know, sometimes we get motivated by variety and things like that. So it was like if you had the same rice and beans every day, some people it's fine. Some people it's fine. Or if you have caviar every single day, I've never had it, I'm vegetarian, but it might become difficult after a few years of having it every day.
Well, do you know what my favorite vegetable is? Chocolate.
Asparagus?
No, chocolate.
Yeah. Oh, chocolate, yeah. Right.
Well,
raw chocolate is very, very good for you.
I know it is, but you were right. My favorite vegetable is asparagus, so that was good.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. why did you decide to do what you're doing at this specific time in this world of ours?
Okay, well, the book was actually written almost 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So the book, if I had it together, would have been published maybe 8 years ago. But I never felt it was finished. It's very difficult to feel one is finished with a book. One wants the best possible book. But the time is getting rough. We're the from the corporations to government leaders and all of this, there is a lot of suffering. There's a lot of power going on that's misguided. And we can change that. We really can. When we come together, like I said, with many, many people doing it three times a day, morning, noon, and night, pray, generate love and compassion, and pray that all the leaders of the governments, of religions, of the corporate and finance worlds, of all worlds who have an influence on others, for them to be cleansed of negative qualities, of negative motivations, for God to bless them in their hearts that they can exude their power in compassion and benevolence to everyone.
We need a massive cleansing.
Yes,
basically.
Exactly. Internal cleansing will lead to external cleansing. So the environment will be cleansed as much as we can do our own heart and mind cleansing.
Gotcha. What is your greatest challenge in doing what you're doing with Project Prayer?
The greatest challenge is I really just want to go back into 18 hours a day of my spiritual practices and not interact on a global level. But because my spiritual teacher pushed me to do this, I'm going to put my best effort forward for 5 or 10 years and try to do something that will help. And I have no idea if it will galvanize people in the millions, which I hope, or not. It might not.
But at least you're doing something positive. You're taking a step and saying, listen, world, let's make this a better place. We can do it, but it'll take
a lot of people
to make it happen. And you know what? I have never doubted the power of prayer. I have never doubted that.
Exactly.
Because that's why when you go to church and you get all these people praying together, you can move mountains.
Yes.
Metaphorically.
Oh, for sure.
Metaphorically, of course.
Yeah, and through prayer, there's all kinds of miracles, minor miracles and major miracles in all avenues, from healing to success to spiritual success. Everything can happen.
With the new pontiff in Rome, in the Roman Catholic Church, Pope Francis, is his attitude, which I consider to be very positive, he's a pope for the people, by the people. He's reaching out to people that, gosh, he even called a lady in Argentina who couldn't get answers from her own parish priest wrote to the Vatican, and he called her up and said, yes, my child, you can actually do it, you know? So is this the start of something great when it comes to religion and bringing the world together?
Yes, yes. And like I say, as many people are doing good things like this. Like, I'm a insignificant person, but I'm going to give what I can for this. You know what I mean? And greater people like the Pope and all kinds of great spiritual leaders are helping. His Holiness the Dalai Lama, for decades and decades, he is a selfless servant of people, of everyone becoming happier.
So my philosophy on life has just been validated by you. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And who wants to be part of a problem? How many people or how many countries are actively involved in Project Prayer right now?
Well, we just opened it up, I think, 2 weeks ago, maybe just 1 week ago, actually. So we have people from Europe, of course, North America, and I don't keep in touch with my assistant who's actually mapping this, but I think it's reaching out to some people in Africa. I mean, I have a lot of clients internationally in Africa, Japan, and other places, so it's reaching them, the clients and students, but it's also reaching out where there's no connection anyway.
For those religious philosophies who don't have the same virtues and values as you do and practices as most other religions do, how do we as the world kind of say, listen, why don't we just try this? It can't hurt, you know, if you don't want to believe, but just give it a try. Do we reach out to them and bring them in?
Yeah, one can be as skeptical as they want to be because that does not block you from getting the results, the experiences, and the maturity as a human being. It's just if you're closed-minded, that's the only factor. You want to just be open-minded, but you can be 100% skeptical, and I invite that with people. But we need to understand that our life isn't only just in this world, that the spiritual realm exists, and it's been proven over and over again in various ways through, you know, I don't want to go into how.
Sure.
But you can research those things. But there are the heavenly realms that exist that people have had near-death experiences.
All right, let's talk about that when we come back from this news break. Exo Nation, Paramahansa Jagadish is my special guest, www.prayer-project.com. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Don't go away.
Are you considering calling a psychic to read your situation? Then consider David Champion, a psychic medium for more than 20 years with thousands of readings under his belt. David Champion will make you feel comfortable. He has proven to be honest and accurate. He's a straight shooter. There's no guesswork. What he sees is what you get. While he is a medium, most of the calls focus on relationships, not only love, but work, school, neighbors, and more. Need help with finding a job and preparing for the interview? Are you dealing with people who are obstacles in your path? For more information, go to davidchampion.com, $1.50 per minute, paid by credit card, with a minimum of 30 minutes. For your reading with David Champion, call 1-877-702-8598.
That's 1-877-702-8598.
Now you can dial in to listen to the X-Zone Radio Show from anywhere in the world with Rob McConnell 24/7, 365 by dialing 213-401-0080. That's 213-401-0080. If you have a mobile phone or landline, the X-Zone Radio Show with Rob McConnell is now at your beck and call at 213-401-0080. That's 213-401-0080, 24/7, 365. Now you can dial in to listen to the X-Zone Radio Show from anywhere in the world with Rob McConnell 24/7, 365 by dialing 213-401-0080. That's 213-401-0080. If you have a mobile phone or landline, the X-Zone Radio Show with Rob McConnell is now at your beck and call at 213-401-0080. That's 213-401-0080, 24/7, 365.
This is the X-Zone Broadcast Network, broadcasting worldwide on broadcast affiliates and satellite program providers, including CNN Broadcast Network, Sirius Satellite Network, Star Media, Good News Radio Network, Angel Broadcast Network, Wiki Broadcast Network, and WPBN-TV. For more information on the X-Zone Broadcast Network, visit us at www.xzbn.net.
Welcome back, everyone. My guest this hour is Paramahansa Jagadish. His website is www.prayer-project.com. That's prayer-project.com. Great having you with us. I love your positive attitude. I love the way that you're willing to say, hey, come on, gang, let's get together. Let's do something. Let's pray three times a day, 3 minutes. So that's 3x3. Doesn't take very much out of your life, but look at the change that we can accomplish if we all do this. Hats off to you, my friend.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it. One thing is that what we'll notice is we're going to be increasing our own quality of love in our lives by doing it. So after a while of doing this, your life is going to become so much more joyous and happy and filled with love.
You know, that it seems that every major swing in society is based on love. Let's go back to the 60s and the hippies and Haight-Ashbury and what happened when, you know, it was realized what was going on in Vietnam, how society said, listen, we need more love. The Beatles, all you need is love. Why don't we learn? Why don't we finally get the message?
Well, I don't know. Some people say this is why we're on the planet, that this is a planet to work these things out and for people to learn, like we're in the third grade or something. So that could be part of it. The other thing is the ambassadors of love. We want to understand love in a humanistic way, like the 60s portrayed, but we also want to, cultivating love in a humanistic way, mm-hmm. at the very highest level of that, begins the level of divine love. So we want love ambassadors to be existing who have tasted the divine love and then can influence people that way.
I've got a very basic question for you. Why does prayer work?
I think because it humbles our mood, and when we're humble, all good things come to us. Mm. I think there's something like that going on. Otherwise, it's a galvanizing force for clarity and concentration. So it eventually, as you get proficient, you can move mountains in that way with prayer.
How can we best prepare for prayer? Do we need to meditate? Do we need to partake in any ritual? Or should we just stop, go down deep in our hearts and say, and then ask for whatever it is we need to ask for in a prayer.
Yeah, that is it. And it helps to focus our mind. So sometimes we want to maybe take a break where we breathe in just a few times, mm-hmm. in a deep inhale and exhale. And we could read any kind of scriptural verse or the life of any saints of any of the traditions or mystical poetry, et cetera, and then go into the prayer. Eventually, the prayer can be with or without words. Sometimes we start with words, and we end up just with the feelings of loving God and asking God to bless everyone on the planet.
What about this word karma that we hear about? You know, karma, what goes around comes around. What is the true meaning of karma?
Karma means action. So it can be used just as that we do action. But it implies what you just said, what goes around comes around. And this is a law that might be even as stronger than Newton's law of gravity, or whoever the other people, the laws that
sure.
have been understood. And it's a very a basic law that teaches us to develop loving kindness and compassion and understanding, which equals respect, you know, self-respect mm-hmm. and respect of others. Not only the human race, but the plants and animals, nature, the elements, earth, water, fire, and ether, we need to respect them as well.
Well, aren't we all connected?
Yes, we're all interconnected, and that can be realized directly. Really, all that exists in a way is the energy of God, or the source of all creation. Not to be so religious, but to understand it in a spiritual context, that everything is made from light, if you will. And we are the same as that light. We are that light. That's what we share in common with everything.
We share that we are part of the same light?
Yeah, the same light, the same truth.
Right.
But when we identify with our personality and our physical body and our emotions, when we identify with those, then we're stuck in a lower level of experience.
So how would one who's on a self journey to find oneself, how would one find which philosophy, which religion to follow?
That's where prayer comes in. You can pray very deeply, is I want to know the truth. Mm-hmm. I want to be touched by God himself. I want to be shown a path that is right for me. And it's prayer that brings all these things to us, if you will. We do some footwork,
yes,
but it's prayer that will open it all up for us.
Where does the answer come from?
The answer comes from our spirit. Our soul, the way that I talk about the soul, mm-hmm. the soul is the personality and all of our experiences that we've had. But the spirit is our pure God essence, if you will, the drop of the ocean of God or the spark of the fire of God. We are a very, very small piece of God, but we're still a piece of God. And that means we have a completely pure divine nature. And that's who we actually are. We need to realize that. And then we're free from suffering. And we enjoy God's gift to us, which is a life of complete joy and happiness, etc.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
Yes. It's been proven too many times to me. So if we want to extend the soul,
right.
then we'll extend it to include all of our past lives that we've ever had. And that's the unconscious content of our soul, or our mind, if you will.
So let me ask you this, and this boggles my imagination. Why do we keep coming back? Like, if we've been here for a certain number of times, why do we keep coming back? Is it until we get it right? And what happens when we get it right? Where do we go from there?
Yes, we need to get it right. That concept also comes from the Hawaiian spirituality of being pono, what's called pono,
mm-hmm.
is being right with yourself and right with God. So in the Eastern traditions, and also the Western, some of the Western traditions, of course, especially the mystical sides, is when we become liberated in our divine sacred identity of who we actually are, we're free and we will never need to come back to the earth plane, ever, unless we want to, unless we choose to help others.
So it's left up to us once we've gotten it right, and I guess
yeah.
So we get a little star
and
on.
And where we Mm-hmm. Yeah, to answer the second part of the question is where we go when we become liberated and realize our true identity, our true nature of bliss and eternality, that we're eternally conscious bliss beings, so to speak, mm-hmm. then we go beyond the heavenly realms and we go into the pure spiritual realm of God, and we never have to come back. So there's a difference between the heavenly realms where normal people go who lived a good life on the planet. They will eventually come back to the earth plane or a similar plane until they become completely liberated.
Wow. Go ahead.
Well, this is interesting because the heavenly realms are described to be so vivid and beautiful and wonderful, and they are those realms. But the spiritual realm is inconceivable. It's inconceivable realm.
Why?
Because the mind doesn't reach there. When you become liberated, it blows your mind in a certain way that what's left is the functioning part of the mind. But the personal part of the mind, in a certain way, is gone. It no longer exists.
So what kind of changes would a person experience?
They would experience a consistent joy the rest of their lives. Anger, jealousy would all just be a faint memory. And if anger comes up, it comes up for 1 or 2 minutes, maybe, and that's it. And that might happen only several times a year. So, because we still have the residue of being in mm-hmm. a human body. So the lower emotions become almost non-existent, except for once every few years, a little taste of something in our experience.
So let me ask you this. If this is our ultimate goal.
Yes.
And if we have been reincarnated and we know what the ultimate goal is, why don't we get it right the first time around?
Well, most of us don't know what the ultimate goal is. Even if we've been told, we don't know. We have confusions and doubts. Mm-hmm. And we have deeper set patterns from myriad thousands of lifetimes we've lived through traumas and atrocities and otherwise negative conditioning. We have to clear that out of our system. Yeah.
So we need to purge everything and start afresh.
Yeah, and what's the thing is that if we purge correctly, all we have to do is purge maybe a certain percentage of that. And if we do certain practices, spiritual practices like prayer and meditation, mm-hmm. then God meets us halfway, and we become liberated and cleared of the rest of that negative karma by the grace of God.
What are some of the prayers that listeners can recite in order to help them get the clarity that I'm sure many listening tonight are seeking?
Okay. Should I lead you in the first one?
Please.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's just take a breath in and a breath out. And let me do this while I'm also asking God to bless everyone in the audience. And here is the prayer. God, or whatever you want to address, the universe or what have you, I humbly ask for your blessings to purify my body, mind, and soul, and restore me to my natural condition of love, peace, joy, and wisdom. Amen.
That's beautiful. It's basic. It's direct.
Yes, I've tried to do that.
You've succeeded.
I don't know if we have time to go to the second and third prayer.
Well, we've got about 2 minutes, this segment, and the next one we've... How long do you think the second prayer is?
Oh, just less than a minute.
Okay, so why don't we do the second one? We'll do the third one when we come back from this break.
Oh, very good. Now, this is on page 20 and 21 of the Prayer Project book. Okay, so here it is. Most loving and compassionate God, the divine power and energy of the universe and beyond, I humbly ask for your blessings to purify and illuminate with your light, love, peace, and wisdom all beings of the universe, all beings of the earth, all beings who are in power and affect the lives of others, especially our government leaders, business and financial leaders, and our spiritual leaders from the entire globe, that they may all be cleansed and purified of negative motivations and actions and filled with your light, love, peace, joy, and wisdom. Amen.
Amen. You and I have to take our commercial break. Please stand by. Exonation, we're talking about the Prayer Project, www.prayer-project.com. It's a very simple concept that can change this world and will change this world. 3 minutes, three times a day. That's what it's going to take for us to change this world. My guest is Parama Hassan Jagadish, and we'll be back on the other side of this commercial break as we continue here in the X Zone from our broadcast center here in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Don't go away.
Each new extreme weather event or terrorist act, it becomes increasingly obvious that we live in uncertain and challenging times. We all buy car insurance. Why not collapse and catastrophe insurance? Matthew Stein, an MIT-trained engineer and green builder, has written two outstanding books to help people prepare, plan for, and deal with everything from minor situations lasting a few days to full-on collapse. Matt's first book, When Technology Fails, is a manual for self-reliance, sustainable living, and surviving the long emergency. This massive book covers the gamut from first aid and emergency preparedness to alternative healing, renewable energy, primitive living skills, and 18th century technologies that could be critical to your comfort and survival in a long-lasting crisis. Matt's second book, When Disaster Strikes, is a comprehensive emergency preparedness handbook and survival guide. When Disaster Strikes is an essential item for every family's go bag. Both books are available at all usual sources. There's a wealth of totally free information posted at whentechfails.com, and author signed copies may be purchased at mattstein.com. That's www.whentechfails.com and www.mattstein.com.
Rob McConnell here, presenting an overview for Nicholas Paul Jennings, author of a fascinating book, Amen. It presents facts revealed by Egyptologists, facts that enable us to understand why Amen is the beginning of creation of God. It provides recommendations for religious leaders of the major religions to unify their beliefs and teach the word of God, love one another. Amen informs people how mankind conceived God. It was the Egyptians that developed the concepts of a soul, a hereafter, and son of God. And finally, after the worship of many gods, they conceived the belief in one universal God, the maker of all there is. For more information, visit www.futureofgodamen.com. That's www.futureofgodamen.com. Exonation, we're talking about Prayer Project. Our guest this hour is Paramahansa Jagadish, and his website is www.prayer-project.com. First of all, thanks so much for coming on the show tonight. I really appreciate your time, and I sincerely appreciate what you're doing and how you and those who are going to be participating in Prayer Project are going to be making a change in this world of ours. Lord knows we need it.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, you said there was a third prayer.
Ah, okay. Okay, we'll go right into that, and that's on page 21 of the book. And, you know, the book is offered for free in a PDF at the website. And then we have a book you can get online that's a physical book also.
And that's at your website.
Yeah, for free at the website. Otherwise, you have to go to Barnes & Noble and places like that online.
Well, that's great.
Okay. So, yeah, very good. Now, this is the third part of the prayer,
mm-hmm.
and I'll just go right into it. Let this happen now within me and spread around the world, transforming and bequeathing all noble qualities and actions expressed and enacted everywhere upon everyone and everything. Amen.
Amen. What is the message you have tonight for the Exo Nation around the world?
To take the afterworld so seriously that we make this life sacred and beautiful and helpful for everyone.
You know, you said take the afterlife seriously.
Yes.
How can
it's our bank account.
It's our banknote.
Yeah, it's a bank account. It's like every good deed you do,
right,
and all the meditation you do all goes to a bank account there, and that's eternal. We can't take our bank account from here there, but we can take our cultivation and development of virtues and good qualities and good actions.
You know, that sounds very simple. I haven't heard it
put
that way before. I've heard the more complicated ways, but I love the way you said it. It's very plain, very simple, very direct. The fact that it's not too late, the fact that you are getting people around the world to participate in the prayer project 3 minutes, three times a day. For how many days?
Forever.
Why stop a good thing, right?
Natural. Yeah, what I do is I do it three times a day,
mm-hmm.
but there's many times in the day where I'll do it anyway. And it's without words, it's without any setup. It's natural, spontaneous love that meets God's love and spreads all over the world.
I want to thank you so much again for joining us. Continued success. And if there's any way we can help, you just let us know.
Oh, thank you so much. It was wonderful to be your guest.
Sir, the pleasure was all mine. Thank you very much. Exo Nation, we've been talking this hour about Prayer Project. It's a simple concept. We're talking about a worldwide action. Something positive we can do to make this a better world. I love it. Simple. Three minutes, three times a day. And like I said, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. I'll be back on the other side of this commercial break with the news at 6.5 minutes past the top of the hour as we continue here in the X-Zone from our broadcast center in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. And if you'd like to get the free prayer book that we were talking about in this segment, www.prayer-project.com. My name's Rob McConnell. This is the X-Zone. We'll be back after the news. Don't go away.